Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we fall and rise, fighting for all our life. All of our chances not right, cause we not perfect, we have flaws and we not cry. You can call it sacrifice, man just wants the mama knife. One got to kids them not to get joy, life is a fucking paradise. Man with a love I care for drive, yo that shoes they on my side. I'm a brother shoes, that's how we do it now, I cheer. But we still have to survive.
JPS just cut the lights out. We don't know how to turn on the fight. My future no writer. Life just ask me for sure my mind. We still central. Still central. My strength for my life whenever we go to the rum stays by. We still central.
Man, swear for my life, me never weak out when you're up there, son, yeah.
Bit too young to make a change, so me used to wish to move my peeps, I'm out the ghetto, every youth for rich. Another night without the food, dog, me used to this. And we not fight and we not lose, but me not new to this. Mommy, when I could find the money, cool with it. Swear to God, we must fire out with a pool in it. Yeah, if you're not busy, give me a few minutes. Protect me, eh? But my God, me have to move with it. Cause when my band, me never band with one spoon in it. My friend, them gone and them a some grave, them soon dig it. More time, we could have find lunch money. Then I'm not sure when school finish. We still stay strong. Still stay strong. I'm swear for my life, me never wake up when the rough days are. We still stay strong.
Man, still for my life, me never weak up when you're up there, son, yeah.
We still stay strong, still stay strong. Man, still for my life, me never weak up when you're up there, son. We still stay strong, still stay strong.
Man, still for my life, me never weak up when you're up there, son, yeah.
Kane is in the building.
With Hollywood Cole, I'm with Marley G, bro, flying Holly Grove chicks to my Hollywood shows. And I wanna tell you something that you probably should know. This that Slumdog Millionaire Bollywood flow. And my real friends never hearing from me. Fake friends write the wrong answers on the mirror for me. That's why I pick and choose, I don't get shit confused. I got a small circle, I'm not with different crews. We walk the same path, but got on different shoes. Live in the same building, but we got different views. I got a couple cars I never get to use. Don't like my women single, I like my chicks in twos. And these days, all the girls are down the road. I hit the strip club and all them bitches find the pole. Plus I've been sipping, so this shit is moving kinda slow. Just tell my girl to tell a friend that it's time to go.
But tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running
on the fresh train. Yes, I'm in the building, you just on the list of guest names. And all of my riders do not give a fuck. X Games, guns turn you boys into pussies. Sex change. And I smoke till I got chest pain. And you niggas know I rep my game like Jesse James. Women are possessive, and they wanna possess Wayne. I've been fly so long I fell asleep on the fucking plane. Skinny pants and some Vans. Call me Triple A, get my advance in advance. Amen. As the world spinning, dance in my hands. Life is a beach, I'm just playing in the sand. Wake up and smell a pussy. You niggas can't see me, but never overlook me. I'm on the paper trail and ain't no telling where it took me. Yeah, and I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Look, tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright. And I don't bust back because I shoot first. How do he say what's never said? Beautiful black woman, I bet that bitch look better red. Whipping off tour cause I made more off my second leg. Motherfucking Birdman Jr., 11th grade. Fall on automatic start. I can hand it to Drake or do a quarterback draw. Wildcat offense, check the paw print. We in the building, you niggas in the apartment. Now come on, be my blood donor. Flow so nice, she ain't gotta put a rug on her. Do it big and let the small fall under that. Damn, where you stumbled at? From where they make gumbo at? Hang, got the fucking feet jumping like a jumping jack. And you know me, I get on this bitch and have a heart attack. Hip-hop, I'm the heart of that. Nigga, nothing short of that. President Carter, young money Democrat. Now tell me how you love it. You know you at the top of all the hell.
Understand about me, it ain't that I can make so many albums and just keep going. Like, how the fuck you do that? Because it's me. It's really me. Exactly. Like, I'm just talking what I go through, whatever it is. And be it good, I might say the worst shit in the world, but it's me. True.
But then you're saying shit that make people in the hood do crime. If you're not going, you're going to do it because you want to do it. But then, like, you don't help them. Like, you saying that you sold drugs, and you got a gun, that this, that, that.
My moms are not, yo, nigga, I'm it's all good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? More so
you
now.
So you turn them the downfall of whatever's good.
Yeah, the evil.
That, yeah, the bad side of it.
Yeah. It's heaven, and then there's hell, nigga.
Yeah.
One day you cruising in the seven, the next day you, your alibis ain't matching up. Bullshit catching up. You hit with the Rico, they repo that vehicle. Shit was all good just a week ago. About to start snitching, ain't you? Ready to start bitching, ain't you? I forgive you. I forgive you. Hustling just ain't you. Aside from the fast cars, honeys that shake their ass and balls, you know you wouldn't be involved with the underworld dealers, carriers of Mac Miller, East Coast bodyers, West Coast caterpillars, little monkey niggas turn gorillas. These are my rhymes, B.
Yeah.
This is my first album.
Peace, y'all. What's good? I appreciate y'all stopping in. We're about to do a double take again where we left off last night. So appreciate y'all coming out. It's been a long day. It's a lot of things I want to really touch on. Peace, God. There's a lot of things I wanted to touch on, but I'm really not feeling the energy today. Life is literally a roller coaster. It is. Jay just said something He said, it was just all good a week ago. Ready to start, ain't you? Ready to start, ain't you? But I'm a fair warning. The St. J is Don. But Don is still saying, I forgive you, man. You know, I could have made the worst mistake of my life a few days ago, trying to wrap my mind around helping people out. And for one of the first times in my life, I decided to approach problem solving differently. I decided to approach problem solving from the perspective of, let me engage the individuals that have the problem and see what they come up with. And in this particular instance, it went south. Like Jay said, you know, all we have is our experiences. And at the end of the day, I'm going to talk through my experiences because these are things that I've lived. And it's beyond frustrating trying to help anyone that don't have a clue of how they want to help themselves. And I've done this for a year now, and I feel so fatigued. I feel so drained. I feel honestly, you know, like I'm questioning whether or not these things are for me. Like, am I good at this? Do I just suck at this? Like, what is it? I know I had my perspective on how I wanted to disseminate certain information, but this is insane. And I mean, in reflecting, what I realize is that people are people. So I'm not knocking anybody, right? I'm just saying, like, people don't know how the things that they do, the decisions that they make, how, when they try to align with you, how that's going to affect everything. And I literally was about to put two people on a pedestal where I would have provided them majority of resources that I have. I'm not going to say all my resources. I'm not that guy. But a lot of resources. I went out and engaged someone the other day and got this information on how to acquire funds. And I just, let me say this. Whether you want to say God, or you want to say Allah, or you want to say however you view that, what I'm going to say is I consider it to be the universe. And the universe allowed for a mistake to happen and for me to see who people really and truly are. And I'm over it. This is the last I'm going to talk about you. I'm done with it. Completely disappointing. But thank you. Like, thank you. I keep on putting people's problems before me, before my situation, before my livelihood, before everything. And all people do is they take and take and take until you can't give no more. And then when you realize that, you know, their intentions, their purposes of doing what they do, it's crazy. It's people that want for you to hand them life, for you to make their way for them straight and narrow and easy. And they provide what? Nothing. They provide nothing. They don't have the skill sets. They don't have the knowledge base. They don't even have the work ethic to sit down and focus on something. How can you help people like that? How? I am beyond annoyed. No expletives. I don't need to say anything to y'all. I'm just... And the sad part is, let me say this, because I got to put that out there. I see everyone who I remove from my platforms or from the business platforms or whatever the case may be, the stages that I'm involved in, right? And all of these folks, they connivingly find ways to realign themselves with all of this garbage that I'm teaching, all of this stuff that they can't overstand for the life of them. This is new to you. This is why a lot of y'all, and you know, call it what it is, but this is a lot of what, this is the reason why a lot of y'all struggle with life. Let me be the first to take blame and admit I've been living in a dark place the last few years. I'm not proud of it. I've been there. I just didn't even know I was there. But now that I know I was there, I have choices to make. I can stay there or I can change. And as painful as changing is, and that's one constant in life that you can't avoid, change. As painful as that is, I will myself to refrain from, as I'm doing now, using expletives, to refrain from trying to make everyone so-called happy. You can't please everyone. Trying to be genuine with people. People don't show their heart. They don't have none. Everybody's trying to win, get over. In a minute, I'm going to find out who's in the queues, because I'm be honest with y'all. I'm about to go about this so differently. I was going to put out some things on YouTube. Now I'm thinking about getting rid of the YouTube channel. I was going to help y'all, but I'm so tired. I'm so tired. So before I get into anything tonight as far as teaching, Let me point out some people that I don't want to deal with anymore. And this is a post that my brother sent me, trying to wrap my head around just how people are. And I didn't know this was a thing. So I'm going to record this, right? And this is what it says. It says, the fastest way to kill your business. Listen, guys. The fastest way to kill your business. And the number one, this is the question. What's the fastest way to kill your business? This is a question. They got a question mark at the end. They don't frame it like that, but it's a question. And it says, number one, taking on the wrong clients. Oh, God. Here are 15 client red flags you must learn to spot. This is for me. Maybe not for y'all, but this is for me. The first one they speak about is the underestimator. When you identify, just please leave me alone, right? Wherever you fall, don't bring any of this to me. Number one, the underestimator. When they use words like quick, easy, or simple to describe their project. Why are they one of the ones that you want to look out for? Is because they're diminishing the value of the work before the work even started. So a caution and a red flag to everybody, if you spot a client like that, just remember that it's not going to get any better from this point moving forward. Right? Second one. You're the third option. Oh, God, I'm like the 10,000 option for a lot of people. I've been here. I studied there. I came from there. I. And it literally says, we've tried X, and then we've tried Y, and now we're here with you. Red flag, red flag, red flag. One false start, okay? Two or more? One is a false start, they're saying, which is okay. But two or more is a problem. That's probably a sign of a larger problem. Let me say this. Some of y'all have problems. The mind doesn't work like it's supposed to for some of y'all. This says that we are not Keanu Reeves, meaning the business owners or the business people. Don't board a bus that's on a collision course. So I'm jumping off the bus. Oh, I'm getting better at this stuff. All right, number three. Let me say this too. Like, in all of this experience, now I see why gurus do what they do to y'all. Now I see why. Three, unclear problem. If a client has a hard time articulating their problem, I'm sorry, y'all. If a client has a hard time articulating their problem, you're probably going to have a hard time solving it. Make your life easier. Stick to the problems that you're clear, obvious, and you feel confident in solving. Gems, y'all. Number four, people that take no responsibility. I feel like I'm preaching right now. Some clients expect you to be the sole meaning the only, right, steward of their success. Like, their success is only predicated on me. That's not wise. Never thought about these things in this perspective, but it's not wise, y'all. But often, they play a crucial role in generating the desired outcome. If your client isn't willing to hold up their side of the partnership, get out. Get out now. All right, this one is kind of like a quick one. It's mystery stakeholders. Wow, absolutely love what you delivered. Just have to run it by the back office. I don't got no back office. Nobody's coming to me with back office stuff. Ever heard this? It can be a dagger to the heart. You need to know who the stakeholders are in advance, and they need to be involved from the get-go. Excuse me. Gems, number six. They're in a rush. Oh, God. Oh, God. All right. Oh, universe. Excuse me. When a client comes to you with an urgent project, it's usually a sign that they've dropped the ball somewhere else. Can I talk about dropping the ball for a minute? A lot of them are disorganized. Oh, disorganization, urgency, and chaos. That's all lumped together. A few of the lovely benefits awaiting you should you hop on board. Choose wisely. They're in a rush. Don't come to me when you're in a rush. Seven, fluctuating scope. Hey, I was at coffee with a friend, that's poor, over the weekend, and we thought it would be cool if, let me stop you right there. Once the scope has been settled, consider it written in stone. And that's why I try to do contracts with people if I take on a project, because I don't want to hear nothing. You're not going to tell me what I'm going to do. I don't care who you've spoken to and what they told you. When you deviate from the things that I teach you, just leave me out of it. And I'm quick to cut you off in a heartbeat because you're not going to stress me. This is the last of my stress, man, dealing with people differently. I used to answer questions. I used to hold all these clocks. Man, listen, I give about your problems like you give about mine. So new ideas are great, but they'll require a new plan and a new scope, silly people. All right, biggest one. All right, number eight, overall lack of respect, man. Some people just love to have someone to control. You can't control me. I don't work for nobody. But here's the thing. You don't work for, I just told you I don't work. Let me read what it says. But here's the thing. You don't work for them. You're working with them as partners. So if you ain't going to carry your part of it, just leave me out of it. If they're dictating orders, you can't dictate to me, to you like an assistant, have a conversation or get out. No. I just tell you right up front, that ain't going to fly. All right, here's one that I like. Number 9, puppeteer clients. They hired you for your expertise, but want you to do it the way they've always done it. And I tell people all the time, if the way you've done it worked, you wouldn't even need me. You wouldn't need these gurus. Get over yourself. So it says, you're not a puppet. You're a problem solver. That's what I am. If you don't have operational independence, you won't be able to get them the results you promise. Can't control me, man. And they got pictures of all of these clients, too. It's like somebody in some strings right there. All right, moving target. Every time, this number 10, moving target. Every time you get on a call, the goalpost has moved a bit. Tell me about it. But a new goalpost often means a new problem. Same thing again. A new problem requires a new solution. We just read about that. But you're moving targets. All right. This is one of my peoples right here. Toe dippers. Let me just dip my toes. They're interested in testing it out, but not fully committed to the process. Can't tell you how many people do that, right? But we all know that partial commitment leads to partial results. And who do you think will get blamed for that? As always. All right, 12, low buy-in. When one person at the company is, championing something, that doesn't affect this. I'm going to skip that one. 13, they send you an RFP. This is more corporate stuff again. RFP, request for proposal, time-consuming, often irrelevant questions sent out to 50-plus agencies, no opportunities to differentiate. RFPs are usually sent as a formality to gather a required minimum number of proposals. Don't waste your time with this. I'm talking to somebody out there because I know they're listening. First-timers is number 14. First-timers, number 14. First-timers. I'm new to this. But you ain't true to this. All right, peep this. Clients that have never worked with a designer, editor, writer before. It is a deal breaker. No, is it a deal breaker? No. But it means that you're probably going to have to spend a lot of time hand-holding. And I can't tell you how much hand-holding I've done. No more of that. Oh, God. 15. Let's go to 15. Alternative payment. They don't have the money to pay your fee, but will pay you when their investors come through from the profits with equity shares. I'm not saying it never works out, but 95% of the time, this is a bad idea. Can I tell you, I just saved my life. Thank y'all. Appreciate y'all. Okay. So I admit, saying no is a luxury. And some people would adhere to everything else, but my peace of mind, you ain't never going to rattle me. When you're just getting started, you take what you get. No, I still pick, choose, and refuse whoever I want to deal with. But as you grow, be intentional about pruning your client list. And I'm telling you, I'm pruning. You can make good money and live a stress-free existence. Spot the flags. Be ruthless. Cut. Those are the three things that they encourage you to do. So I wanted to make sure I put that on the air so people can know. Just leave me out of it, y'all. I'm over it. I sat back and I had all these experiences. A lot of them I've learned from. Some of them I haven't yet. But nonetheless, I've learned just by paying attention and reflecting. So for all my peoples out there that are trying to do something and trying to make this conversion to what they consider a private process, let's talk about some of that. I made my promise yesterday about the book. I did share it with y'all last night, the title of it, and then I found it today because it was on my hard drive. It wasn't on the computer. So I pulled it up, and I have all of these things. So what I'm going to do from now on is I'm going to do all the work that you don't want to do. I'm not going to entertain you all anymore. I'm going to read to y'all. I'm going to read. And then I'll explain like I didn't do on IG, right? Whatever I feel comfortable sharing with y'all. Because some of y'all think that y'all are just going to continue to disrespect me and continue to get over on me. I'm aware now. So let's begin. Let me see if I can pull up one of these folders. Where should we start? Is that the only folder? Okay, get another folder. And we want this folder. All right. I think I'm going to have some fun with the names and stuff tonight. I was going to talk about... So one of the things I'm working on is a... I don't know how I'm going to scale it, but I'm going to try to scale a portion of it for the public to give them an opportunity to see what it is that I'm teaching. I feel like, you know, I learned this a long time ago. Shout outs to who I learned this from, but they said, you know, when the student is ready, the master will appear. And I haven't found a ready student yet. Let me just be real. So that's no disrespect to anybody. Just keep it in the 100, right? So let me go into this. I'm going to do some of this stuff for the public and for the people that I deal with in whatever fashion I deal with them. So, all right. This is a book I've handed out or given out the name of over and over and over and over. But this one is slightly a different version. So we're going to read about the names. I'm going to skip some of this stuff because y'all don't need to know that. So let's start with numbers. So this book is called Name, Dates, and Numbers. I need to be able to see the chat just in case y'all have questions. All right. Let me put you all to the side like that. Let me put this one here. All right, cool. I'm going to change the way we're reading this. Okay, there we go. All right. So for a lot of y'all that don't like to read, let me read it to you. All right, so the law of numbers is what we're going to talk about. Nothing in this universe of sorrows, oh God, and joys is more intensely interesting or fascinating than that collection of atoms attuned to move at a human vibration. This vibration being commonly called self. This self is a persevering and consistent seeker. A seeker many times for recognition, for flattery, for praise, but in reality, a seeker for real knowledge that it may better probe and learn of that mysterious entity termed self. A lot of y'all need to learn about self. And the true position of this self, that's interesting, amongst these unexplainable laws of nature. What type of laws are we talking about? Laws of nature, which are commonly called life's riddles. In answer to humanity's call for an explanation of the laws everywhere about and for an explanation of self, nature and man have responded with the subjects of astrology, palmistry, psychometry, etc., etc. And man has decided after much investigation, it literally says etc., etc.,
that all these subjects serve a purpose and in their way are beneficial and useful because they reveal much that is instructive and helpful. So what are they saying in all of what I've read so far? All they're saying is because we are seekers, you know, you always want to know the why behind something. You know, your two-year-old, why, how come, what does that mean? And they don't say that, but you know what I'm trying to say. But the idea is the more you start to ask questions, the more you start to develop a sense of how to deal with those situations. And what they're saying is it leads you to start to correlate your experiences and document those things. And eventually, when it starts to align like these things do, then people start to pay attention, right? So that's basically what they're saying. So astrology is just a way that people were trying to overstand self, right? So, but for simplicity and usefulness, the subject names and numbers is destined to fill a bigger want and to cover a larger field in the education of man. What is going to do? Names and numbers, right? That any other system than any other system of human analysis. So what are they saying? Names and numbers are divided into two great principles or divisions. The first division being the meaning of the individual numbers. So they're going to break down these numbers and let you know, some of the things you think you know, put it in perspective for you. And the second, their practical application to names. Practical. Practical application to names. All right, peep this. The first lesson, then, to be mastered consists of a thorough understanding, I hate that word, of what the several numbers mean. What influence they possess, influence, and their latent and objective powers. So, let's get into it. These are brief chapters. It's a 100-page book. I could read through that in the next hour. I'm not going to do that for y'all, but I could, right? So pick this. The character and influence of numbers 1, 2, and 3. They're going to break down the first three numbers. So let's get into it. Here are the character and influence of number 1. I am a 1. This is a strong, forceful, active, creative, and masculine number. What I should say is that my name reflects someone. It represents individuality, strength, and boldness. What does it represent? It is a petulant, self-centered number and seldom recognizes anything beyond its own, often very limited vision. Can I tell you I've made a lot of these? Ooh, I think I should change my name again. No, I'm just kidding. The characteristic one individual analyzes, this is the individual, characteristics of one individual. They don't put the of in there, but I'm just saying it like that. What they do is they analyze everything by their own standard of life. And that's me, to a T. And they refuse to accept anything their five senses cannot include or overstand. I hate that word. I'm not going to repeat that stuff. Nor can it be said hidden his light under a bushel. Nope, they don't hide their light. Oh, I'm sorry. Nor can it be said hiding. I'm sorry, hidden. Hiding his light under a bushel is one of his characteristics failings. They don't hide. They just told you they're strong, they're forceful, active, and creative. Masculine number. It is a number of ruling, directing, inventing, and planning. This is why a lot of y'all can't figure out who you are, because you refuse to put in the work that I'm sharing with you. Neither here nor there. And it is powerful in a limited or localized way. It radiates the do and dare spirit. I don't know if I got that spirit. And it often officious and dominating, refusing to recognize or consider any difficulty, obstacles, or barriers, and rides right over anything coming in its way. Right over. Right over. It is a number of explanations. Man, I explain myself too much. And not execution. See? Stalled. I can explain, and then I procrastinate. So one was the foundation stone of creation and retains much of its original austerity and rulership. Think about it. That's what you get when you're dealing with a one. Remember, I am a one. All right. Now, this is the characteristics of my lady. She's a two. Go figure. The character and influence of a number two. Let's look at it. As number one is a masculine influence, so is number two its polar opposite. You know what they said? The polar opposite. Here's the beauty of it. Being a distinctly feminine and receptive number. It is a kind, diplomatic, and peace-loving number. Kind, diplomatic, peace-loving. Did you hear that? While two is far from being a real power, it is influence. In its influence, yet it differs from number one in that its strength is more subjective than objective. Subjective. Sub. Not of. The influence is refined, gentle, and helpful. Absolutely. Number two is supposed to be the ideal number for mothers, for doctors, dentists, nurses, diplomats, etc. You know what's curious? Why did they tell you that number one was to rule the world? No, I'm just kidding. They don't tell you what one is good for, right? In any instance, it is a number or vibration of temperament and individuality and more a number of the heart than of the mind. Absolutely. Charm, endearment, affection, attachment are words that partly describe the number two influence, and it bestows composure, calm, and aid companionship in all friendly associations. That's what a number two is, right? So go figure. One and two. One and two goes to three. So let's go to three. So character and influence of number three. This is a number of expression, declamation, and enunciation. It influences oratory, acting, singing, writing, dancing, and painting. So all our artistic people, you're a three. Well, I'm not going to say that, but, you know, there's something a three in there somewhere. It's principal characteristics are mirth, good cheer, merriment, pleasure, and jollity. I don't like these words. Also, joy, gladness, pleasure, ecstasy, and inspiration are predominating expressions. Predominating. As number two represents the peace-loving number, so may number three be said to be the joy-giving number. Giving number. All right. Let's see. Now we're going to look at numbers 4, 5, and 6. See, told you it's not a hard read, man. Character and influence of number four. This number bestows a creative and tenacious influence on its bearer. Creative, tenacious. It is a heavy physical number, crude and limited, and a number given to analysis and discussion. It is a good vibration in many ways on which to undertake a venture, as it is strong, heavy, and hard to turn from its course. The old saying, on four squares the city stands, holds much of its truth, or much of truth. I hate the way this is written. In its undeveloped state, it is a pugnacious, unrefined, drastic and physical enduring number, and curbs and restrains all things not physical or scientific, and seldom soars above the physical or earth vibration. You hear about vibration? It is a number of accumulation, collection, and material concentration, and love to possess for possession's sake. So all my people that like to get all the fresh picks that come out, you know, you got to go get this Jake, you got to go get that. This is you. All right. So running past the fours. And nobody can tell you nothing about getting your J's too, right? Character and influence of number five. The influence of this number tends towards excitement, nervousness, and what does it say? Tempestuousness. The number five, excuse me, characterizes a vibration. One second. Water. Characterizes a vibration that is somewhat different from the ordinary. And that five is double-sided. Pay attention, people. These, what is that sign, Pisces? I don't even know. All right, people coming under the vibration may be compared to a man sitting on a fence, leaning first one way and then another, never certain in which direction his best interests lie. You can't make a decision for yourself. That's what it was, not Pisces, Gemini sign. It may be compared in many ways to the Gemini sign of astrology. I didn't know they were going to do that, but, you know, it is what it is. I haven't read this in a minute. It is two-sided in nature, being constructive and destructive, optimistic and pessimistic, cheerful and melancholy. It is supposed to be unlucky. But this is probably due to the fact that it is not a religious vibration. And the old idea was a thing without religion must be unlucky. So this is where these things are coming from. So you can take on some of the spirits if you want to. Or you can denounce some of them. But when they do stand out and they do make sense and they do correlate and align, pay attention. Just as in olden times, a witch was condemned when she performed acts beyond the understanding of her neighbors, right? It has also been called unlucky as it gives a tendency to investigate the unseen or mystical. So you know those people that want to see black magic? And this is in olden times was considered black magic and ungodly. It is both a spiritual and a material number. This is a five. I don't even know how that's possible. It is a number of entertainment, light talk, fashion, and meaningless living, having no great depth or stability. Pay attention. This is for y'all. It may be compared to the pioneer in that it acts as the gateway to great things, but seldom remains to enjoy the fruits of its undertaking. It is said to be unfortunate in its influence, but this depends entirely upon the individual and his or her overstanding. It is a number of displaying pomp and ceremony, dexterity, and duality. Oh, gosh. That's just double-minded person here, man. It is the social number in the true sense of the word. They're social. And is reported to bestow on its holder social and personal allurement and attraction. Oh, okay. Makes sense. This number is called by some authorities fickle and changeable. But this is probably due to it's being misunderstood. It's swiftly moving states of consciousness, mystifying and confusing. Pay attention. All right, let's get to six. I think I'm going to stop at the numbers tonight. So the character and influence of number six. The number six is similar to number two in several ways, chiefly in that it is also a peace-loving, optimistic, six and two, all right, joy-giving, kind, and considerate number. It differs in what is more universal in scope. In fact, it swings a greater orbit than do most numbers. A greater orbit. Pay attention. Its influence is varied, including art, philanthropy, and intuition and inspiration. It influences the sixth sense. Y'all got sixth sense? Number six, six. It bestows confidence, trust, and reliance. United we stand, divided we fall applies to the sixth very closely, as it is weak when unattended, but powerful when in combination. So a sixth needs a supporter. It is universal in its influence rather than personal. The influence in financial matters is, come on, now my PDF don't want to load. All right, so just give me a second. I don't even know where I left off, but it just didn't want to give me no more. Go right back to it. Where is it? Right there. All right, my bad. You know this thing is still frozen? Come on, y'all. Here we go. Let me read back a portion of it. Its influence in financial matters is doubtful, but its influence in health and religion is strong. It is a number of marriage and one of comprehension and conservatism and repose, solace, and comfort. So y'all got to recognize that I'm reading about a lot of y'all. You just got to know who you are in the grand scheme of what I'm showing you here. And this whole book breaks it all down for you. So now these are the last three numbers. Let me check the time. Yeah, we're doing great on time. So the character and influence of number seven. Number seven is a mysterious, dark, obscure, unaccountable number. It is probably called so because its influence is not thoroughly understood. It is a number lacking expression and is highly conservative and retired. At some point in my life, I was this. I just have to recognize that. It is not the number or influence the most favorable for starting a progressive business or a cherished physical undertaking, right? It is a number of self-satisfaction and outward poise and repose. The root or origin of the seven vibration finds its inception probably in old monastery times. No, y'all just got to remember these numbers that you're talking about are just vibrations. So seven is a vibration in the world, but not of the world. That's scripture right there for those that like scripture. You know what I mean? Vibration in the world, but not of the world. Not a number to seek renown or glory. In fact, any form of self-expression throughout throughout time, the seventh influence has been dark, obscure, secret, and hidden. Sounds like Knights of the Templar. No, I'm just kidding. Always in its glow, dim and enigmatical, right? All right. It is the number of the Stoic, the religionist, and the mystic. Retirement, seclusion, solitude, privacy, and retreat are common words in describing this seven influence. It is an important number leading back as it does to the soul. It leads back to the soul, the quiet, poised, and unexpressed of man, and demonstrate that state of conscience called self-sufficiency. So they're self-sufficient. Now we're going to go to eight. So let's see what eight has to say, right? So eight, it says here, the eight is the scientific mental number. Pay attention. It is the number of business, not yelling, just pointing it out, of material achievement, of self-assertiveness, and business success. So eight is the number for business success. Maybe I should have chose eight. It may be classed as a vibration of accomplishment, attainment, and acquirement. Eight gets it done, y'all. In choosing a name, oh God, who can I help? Oh God, all right. In choosing a name to appear under a singer, musician, artist, etc., do not accept the number eight as a good choice. But if it is intended, what was a good choice for music and all of that? I think that was three. I think it was three. But it is intended as a name for businesses. One may expect help from its power, material, and mental influence. Your vibration gets it done. I know y'all be watching these artists and watching these moguls, and you be thinking, like, this is something special about them. Stop it. It spreads an influence of discernment, analysis, technicality. It also gives rather a self-positive atmosphere. Its mission is acquirement, achievement, and execution. Ooh, eight, you a bad one. Eight. It is a high free number. High free number. Pay attention. Hence, has universal sympathy and overstanding. High free number. It is a number of mentality, domination, and rule. That sounds like one. It tends towards organization and intellectuality and should create a good influence for the businessman, the scientific man, and the technical musician. It is the mighty, powerful, potent vibration of business. Mighty, powerful, potent. If you want to be successful in businesses, choose a name that's eight. All right, Pete says, so you know what I've never, I just thought about it. I never did these things for the businesses and so on and so forth. I just figured this out. All right, cool. So I go back. I only did it for self, so to speak. All right. This is the last number that they're going to talk about. The character and influence of number nine. Let me make sure I skip ahead because I'm doing this off the top of my head, and I'm certain, there you go, I'm certain there's no application of anything beyond 1 through 9. All right. So the character and influence of number nine, this is a high, universal influence. It has always been known as the number of love, representing the highest essence of universal and personal love. Watch this. As one is the beginning and nine the ending of numbers, you're 1 through 9. So are they as far apart in their influence. The one representing individuality and the nine influence representing universality and geniality. And standing for uprightness, integrity, and virtue. That's a nine. It is a permanent, enduring, and steadfast number. What is it? Permanent, enduring, steadfast number. It has an influence for expression, especially in art. And it is a helpful influence for the actor. So actors, singers, speakers, etc. In fact, along any line of expression, be it in this respect, similar to three. Told you three was last. All right. So y'all should go back and run these numbers. Two is like six. Three is like nine. Seven is dark. Five is double-minded. Eight is business. Huh? Go back and pay attention. I just did it off the top of my head. No, I'm just kidding. I did, though. The developed nine is inclusive, never petty, small, or personal. But even if undeveloped and petty, nines have much of that trait for which a nine is known, i.e. universal love, which means love for the low as well as for the high. In fact, sees God in all things and all conditions. Nine is considered the father of all the vibrations and the most developed. Pay attention, y'all. The name with many nines is well equipped to face the shifting circumstance of the daily living out. So you have nines that can be in your name, and your name can be reduced to a nine. So all the way around. Now, I'll read this. Let me see how long this is before I do it, because I want to give y'all some application before I go. So I'll read this last chapter and I'll go through the exercise that they provide. Yeah, I'll do that for y'all. So here we go. Y'all got to know there's more things in here like birth numbers, destiny numbers, and a whole bunch of stuff. I'm not getting into all of that tonight, so y'all need to continue to read this. And I'm going to say something about the names in a minute because I know a lot of people are struggling with finding themselves, you know, finding self. So I'm going to cover some of this again. So here they go into the application and use of numbers. So if you ever wanted to know how to do this, it's right there in the book. The first lesson to learn after mastering the character and influence of the different numbers is how to reduce them to a common unit. And the next step, how to apply them to names and conditions. There are only 9 numbers. You heard? How many numbers? 9. Any total above these single numbers being simply a combination or a union of numbers. You heard what it is? Combination unit. The number 18 is a combination of 1 and 8. 57 is a combination. 57 is a combination of 5 and 7. Hence, in applying numbers to names, remember all compound numbers must be brought to a single unit as they are not numbers in the sense that the number 1 to 9 inclusive are, but rather a union of several numbers. So here's the thing. To illustrate, take the number 67, reducing it. They show you in the book, like they're literally putting the numbers. Obviously, they're not writing these things. They're doing the math. So here they say reducing it, we have, and they put the math, 6 plus 7. What's 6 plus 7? 13. Now, as 13, it's the compounded, right? It's still a union number. So now, 1 and 3 and a compound number, we again add and find that 1 and 3 equals 4. Hence, the digit value of 67, you heard what they said, digit value, is 4. You get it? They give you another example with a larger number. Another example, 552. I don't think anybody's name is going to add up to that, but they just let you know. 552 is to be reduced to a single digit as it is composed of 3 numbers. To find its working value, we add 5 plus 5 plus 2 equals 12. And as 12 is still a union number, a compounded number, we add it again, 1 plus 2 equals what? 3. Hence, the single digit of 552, or as they put up their digit value, is 3. So here they go again. 552 equals 12. 1 plus 2 equals 3. All numbers or combination of numbers over 9 in value must be reduced to their single valuation, or single digit, and the single digits are from 1 to 9 inclusive. In applying numbers, let me try to get through this chapter. In applying numbers to names, the letters of the alphabet are given a numerical value. So they're going to give it to you. Each number has its own numerical value. So for convenience sake, the alphabet is divided as follows. They do it for you. A, J, and S is a 1. B, K, and T is a 2. C, L, and U is a 3. D, M, V is a 4. Go figure, y'all. E, N, W is a 5. F, O, X is a 6. Pay attention. Fox is 666. Fox News Channel, 666. Fox News Channel, 666. Fox News Channel, 666. DMV. On all 4 pillars, baby. Seven. GPY. 8. HQZ. 9. IR. IR 9. No, I'm just kidding. These letters are not placed haphazardly opposite their corresponding numbers. Now, you didn't have this book. You don't know this. But rather, do they follow in rotation of valuation as do numbers? For instance, Y is a 7 because it is the number 25. And when you break it down, 25 is 7. Come on, I always got to read that. L is a 3 because the number is 12. When we break it down, it's a 3. The single unit of a name placed under each letter is number value, then added the single numerical value status. Thus, so they're going to give you an example. Use of numbers. So they give a name, John, J-O-H-N. So J-O-H-N is 1685. So if your name is John, you're 1685. That's the valuation of your first name. Now 16, 8, and 5 is going to
I did that wrong, didn't I? Yeah, it's 1 + 6 + 8 + 5. I just almost threw you all off. That comes down to 20. And 2 + 0 = 2. So the last name on this one is Appeal. So A-P-P-E-L, E-L-L. So it's not even Appeal. Appel? I don't know. Appel? I don't know. 1775.33. So 177,533. I can't even read numbers anymore. That adds up to 26, breaks down to 8. So now they have your two names, your first and your last name. If you have more names, just do the math for them. Just do all of it. So they go like this. 2 + 8 = 10. Or 1 + 0 = 1. And they literally break it down. I'm skipping through all of these things, but they literally break it down. So they say your first name, John, vibrates to a 2. And if your last name is I don't even want to say last name. If the next name is Appel, I don't know how to pronounce that, it vibrates to an 8. So there go your vibrations. And now you can know what John does. John is a 2. That's a feminine number, right? You can know what 8 is. 8 is great for business. There's no disrespect to anybody. Nobody thought about these things when they were selecting names. Now you come into your own, as I talked about yesterday, you get to choose your own. Oh, my God, what's so hard in there? To find the single value of both names, we add 2, which is John's valuation, and we add 8, which is Appel's valuation, and we have 2 + 8. They just keep saying the same thing. They make sure you get this. It's so simple. So the name John Appel vibrates to a what? A 1. So even though when he goes by John, he's a 2. When he's Appel, he's an 8. You know, these are vibrations. But when you call him John Appel, he's a 1. Let me stop right there. I want y'all to read, though, because they break down how to do exactly all of this stuff and find your birth number. Your birth number is the soul's average and represents our standing with the master of the spheres, right? So as you would consider it, it is our examination card or record or passport for entrance into earth life and shows what the soul has to its credit and what it has already included before contacting the experiences of this earth. So oftentimes I tell y'all, you know, children come in with universal language. The only thing they know is they laugh, they cry, and, you know, they twist and they turn. That's it. Anything else you taught them. Anything else. So some people like to say they come in with the language of the angels. So I just say this. How do you get your this is so crazy. How do you get your birth number? You got to do your date of birth, the whole thing. You got to reduce the date of birth. And when you reduce that, we're talking month, date, and year, right? When you reduce it, then you know what your vibration is. So that's what you came into I did it for the old name and I did it for the new name. So I needed to know what my peoples wanted me to come into this world with. And then I decided what I wanted to alter. And that's how it turned out for me. Now, just selecting the names, I had no control of what those numbers were behind it. Unless I just take 9s all across the board and I'm IR. All right. Let me segue from this. I started with that because people are having a hard time identifying who they are or what name they would like to go to. Now, when I said, you know, yesterday, the name, according to legal definition, the designation of an individual person or of a firm or corporation, I just want y'all to know that they're not talking about man or woman. I jumped to scriptures because some people like scriptures and that got confusing. I talk about Abram, Sarai, Isaac, and his wife. I think it was Rebecca. But I might be wrong on her. But I think she was part of the name change as well. So whatever happened to his dad and his mom, he had to go through the same experience. But what I liken that to is these individuals never received, according to what the prophecy of God was and the blessings that they received, they didn't receive their inheritance until they changed their name, y'all. There's a lot that I can tell y'all tonight that would literally leave you speechless based on the research y'all made me go through. I just rushed through a presentation the other day,
And now this week, I'm literally sitting here going through all of this stuff. And people don't get it. Name is word or words. Name is words. I just told you the power behind the words because they come down to a vibration. So be careful what you choose to call yourself or go by or assume, because at the end of the day, you are projecting a certain vibration out into the world. Now, I don't know what's so hard. I didn't have this information when I chose my name. That's why mine was Hindsight. I learned about these things after the fact. So I didn't get to really choose what vibration I wanted to vibrate to. That's not it. But lo and behold, the name, the structure that I selected produced a one. That's just the name vibration. We're not talking about anything else, because I my destiny is a two. And a two is called to serve when it relates to your destiny. And I'm trying my hardest to serve. I do adamantly stand on the fact that I'm a one, so I'm serving how I want to serve. You get it? I'm showing you all who I am. You don't have to try to figure me out. I'm telling you. I am literally telling you. So for all these folks that go crazy when we start to talk about doing a name change and how I'm going to do this and what I'm going to do and yada, 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 yada. There's a lot of things I want to read, but there's some people out here that's quick with the way that they, and if I change the language, you might not get the same importance or information that I want you to get, the significance of it, excuse me, right? But I want y'all to know that you are clueless. You are clueless. Let me see if I can find on here, as opposed to the stuff that I'm gonna redo the presentation, and I'm gonna put it on a I'm gonna do a PowerPoint for it. So, because I'm tired of reading things to people. I don't think people read along. They act like they. I'm just tired. So I'm gonna keep the evidence just really brief. So let me just look up something real quick, because there's one of these things that just really, really, really just rattles me, right? And people don't get it, right? An additional name, frequently descriptive, specifically a name or appellation added to the baptismal or Christian name. That's a surname. And belonging to a family name, right? Now, that's one definition. Let me see what other people have to say. I told y'all to stop going into their buildings to do these things. Y'all don't even know what y'all are doing. You don't even know what you're dealing with. It's just crazy, man. All right, they give a short version. Let's see what they got here. A name which is added to the Christian name. All right. So what they're telling you there, right there, is that you didn't have a choice. You did not have a choice in the name that was added to your birth certificate. I want you to pay close attention. Your mom or your dad gave you what is considered to be given names. Or they may have given you one, they may have given you two. But those are the only names that were given to you. Why do you assume that you have to so-called keep that family name? So listen to what they said. A name which is added to the Christian name and which in modern times have become the family name. All of a sudden, it's the family name. Y'all better understand these terminologies, man. Let me show y'all what a family is. Let's look at what a family is. Y'all don't believe me? Family, husband, wife, and children. All blood relations. All who live in the same household, including servants and relatives. You remember they said servants are a part of your family. With some person or persons directing the economic and social unit. Is that what family is? Because y'all got extended aunties, uncles, and everything else that don't live with you. They don't live with you. I'm just trying to understand what they're saying. They don't live with you. So errors all around. So here's what they say. They are called surnames because originally they were written over the name in judicial writings and contracts. What name was it written over? Is that the given name? They were and are still used for the purpose of distinguishing persons of the same name. Now, you need to get that. This is a very precise definition. A surname was used to distinguish people with the same name. I'm going to say people because they keep going back to persons, which includes everybody. But what I'm saying is this was never even supposed to apply to a man. This is a form of control. If y'all don't get it, this is how they control you. So what they want you to believe is that that name means something. I just told you, it wasn't a name given. It wasn't a name taken. It was a name that was added. But who added it? Your mama named you Kirk. Where did Franklin come from? Your mama named you Jebediah. Where did whatever you want to go by as your so-called family name come from? Pay attention. They were and are still used. You heard what I said. They were and they are used for the purpose of distinguishing persons of the same name. Now listen, they were taken from something attached to the persons assuming them. And if this doesn't make it clear for you, I don't know what to do for you. So here's how they make it clear for you. So let me read it again. They were taken from something attached to the persons assuming them. I'll give you an example before I read the last part of that. One of the shows that my old man enjoys watching periodically is Sanford and Son. Sanford and Son. Sanford and Son. So it was Fred Sanford. And what was his son's name? Just escaped me. What's his son's name? Fred. Oh, I can't remember the son's name. Forgive me, y'all. I'm going to come back to the name when I come back to it, when I find it. I can't remember the son's name, but let's just say his name wasn't with an F either, right? He had a different name. Is it M word? Fred and... I can't remember his name. In any instance, people what I'm saying. Sanford is the surname and son. Not Fred and son. Not Fred Sanford and son. It was Sanford and son. Lamont. Thank you. Appreciate that in the chat. Lamont is an L. Thought it was an M. All right. Lamont, right? So what happens is, what if you look at that show, what is the one characteristic of the show that defines Lamont and his dad? Their business. That's why it's called Sanford and Son. So the show is centered around a business concept of a dad and a son. And what is their business? Junk. Junk. So if you were to apply the understanding we just gained from the surname, I know y'all haven't heard me speak like this probably in ever, right? I'm always expletive this and cursing that and doing something, right? It's not any of that anymore. I'm just going to go through the stuff. Because y'all not getting it. I guess the antics are throwing y'all off. But peep this. They were taken from...
from something attached to the person. So what would be one of the things attached to Sanford and Son? Junk. So by all rights, if Fred wanted his last, let me not say that, his surname to reflect part of the characteristics of what he is, he's a junker. So he could be Fred the Junker, or just Fred Junker, right? Or Fred Junk. And I'm going to prove it to you because it's in the definition. Definition says they were taken. They weren't given, y'all. Oh, my gosh. Can somebody pay attention? They were taken from something attached to the person assuming them. Oh, my God. What does assuming mean? What is assuming? Presumptuous. Arrogant. Expecting too much. Taking too much for granted. That's the assuming. But what's the word assume? I can assume name. Oh, God. Pause. To take for granted. I didn't even know assume meant that. Suppose, postulate, to take upon oneself. That's where it is right there. To take upon oneself. To take upon oneself. To take on. To adopt. Oh, you want to know what adopt means. To fiend. To take on the debts or obligations of another. Assume. Let me see what adopt says. Take another's child as one own. No, that's not what we're talking about. Take on the legal responsibility. To become the owner of it. No. To take and follow. No. To take up and make one's own. So they took up. Of course they don't. Because they don't assume any of it. Right? Elizabeth the Queen. Elizabeth Queen? No. They give you a title and say it's Queen Elizabeth. Ooh, y'all not paying attention to these people. Do what they do. Right? All right. Not the end of the day. Let me go back because I just want to show you that it's in the definition. And then we're going to wrap up. So it says here, they take it on, they assume them as John Carpenter. You know what John's profession is? As a carpenter? A carpenter. It was John the Carpenter. All they did was just remove the. Joseph Black, which is what? A characteristic, because Joseph was probably black. It was Samuel Little, because Samuel was probably small. You get it yet? You get it yet? And you all are confused into changing your name. Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. The only name that they can hold on to for judicial proceeding, I just read it to you because it was what? It was written over your given name. The name that keeps you bound is the one that you think is yours. They are called surnames because originally they were written over the name in judicial writings and contracts. I don't even fully grasp what they're trying to say there, because what does surname have to do with your contract? So you have to understand, it is by which you are bound to be a slave. As long as you retain that name or any form of it, because you don't even know what names are. Names were originally predicated on the way they sound. And that's where they ran into issues, because they go off of the sound of the words, not the spelling of the words. And they have a term for that where they'll prove to you that Annie, A-N-N-E, doesn't sound any different than Annie with the A-N-N-Y. And in their judicial system, A-N-N-E and A-N-N-Y is what? The same. Oh, God. So right there, they're telling you they don't even care what your name is spelled like. They don't even care. John is little. Samuel is little. Joseph is black. John is a carpenter.
Jesus was a carpenter. So names originate either from two places, surnames at least. Surnames are taken on by where you came from or where you were born, right? Washington, you know how many Washingtons we have? Can I tell you how you got Johnson? Johnson is literally John's son. So to separate the son from the daddy, they called John son. And then they got rid of the O-N and it became John. I can't take this. This is fun to me. It's not fun to y'all because y'all don't seem to gravitate to information. It seems like if I disseminate good information, I have to walk you thoroughly through, and this is where I can't take that on. Not for everybody and not for anybody outside of my immediate family and whoever I feel like doing that for. That's what it comes down to. So we got less than 3 minutes. All I'm saying is do your research. Stop taking these things at face value. I looked up words like assume. I looked up words like adopt. I looked up words like family. I'm not going to assume that I know what those things are. And we just learned what assume is. So when you assume, you take on that mentality. You adopt that style. Stop doing that. I just need y'all to be studious about this process. Y'all want to go move heaven and earth. Y'all want to change the way things are. I'm telling y'all, I've been living, not doing this name change because nobody taught that to me. Somebody said, go to court. And I'm like, why do I need to ask permission? So I went and did research. And when I did the presentation the other day, I told y'all, people were like, yo, it's in our face, man. What is there to go over? What is there to discuss? It was so simple. Stop listening to these so-called individuals that at the end of the day, they don't care if you get locked up or otherwise. And as long as you have that name, I give you stories up on top of stories. 90 seconds, they're telling me, because we've been busy over the summer with getting on these new cases and taking on some of these issues. And I tell you, everybody that reaches out to me is the same damn problem. Now, do they listen? No. They do the same thing y'all do. They fumble. They stall. They overthink. They undermine. They do everything but just follow directives. And like I said earlier, everybody has their own way of doing things. And they do it the way they want you to do it. But I'm unique. I'm different. You're either going to learn with me or you are going to acknowledge me for my time, effort, and energy to get you where you want to be. And none of y'all are willing to do that. So stop acting like you're in a position to make that demand of me because you can't. I teach you so you can learn for yourself and your family. Because when you do it, you think you're mastering something because you're getting the results that you're looking for. But you're clueless. And if you keep on thinking that over time things don't change, then you'll keep using that same mentality. Y'all have a wonderful evening. Peace, y'all. Thank y'all for checking us out. Peace. Over it.